We've all seen those pretty wild videos, right? Humanoid robots doing backflips, navigating crazy obstacle courses. It's impressive stuff.
Absolutely grabs the headlines.
But today, for this deep dive, we're shifting focus a bit. We're looking past the, let's say, the pure spectacle.
Yeah, towards something potentially more impactful in the real world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Limus Oli from China. Now, this machine, it isn't just about flash. It seems engineered really meticulously for practical adaptability, utility, you know.
And that's really our mission here. We've gone through, well, quite a bit. The main reports, infographics, news hits, those demo videos too.
Trying to pull out the core insights.
Precisely. We want to figure out what makes this Oli robot genuinely pivotal. Is it really a paradigm shift? And crucially, why should you care?
Right. So let's jump in. The first big thing, the real game changer, based on everything, what's the core innovation that makes Oli stand out?
For me, it really has to be the modular arm system. It sounds simple, maybe, but it's quite profound.
Okay, unpack that. Modular arms.
Well, think about it. This system lets you quickly swap the hands, the end effectors. So you could have heavy-duty grippers for, say, manufacturing tasks.
Like lifting heavy parts.
Exactly. And then, maybe minutes later, you swap in dexterous, multi-fingered hands for really precise assembly work.
Ah, okay. So one robot body, multiple jobs.
That's the economic genius of it. A single Oli platform could potentially replace several specialized single-purpose machines. Think about the savings. Operational efficiency cost. It's huge.
So it's less about being the world's best box lifter and more about being a really good box lifter and a decent parts assembler and maybe something else tomorrow.
You got it. That multifunctional utility. It's a different philosophy compared to, say, Tesla's Optimus, which seems more like a closed proprietary system, right?
Or even Unitree's H1, which, you know, has that amazing dynamic athleticism, but maybe less focus on swapping tools.
The Oli is clearly betting on practical, versatile utility in the workplace.
Okay, versatile hardware is one thing. But how does it actually learn to do all these different jobs effectively? That seems key. What's the magic there?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. It uses something called the VideoGen Motion Framework, VGM for short.
VideoGen Motion. Okay, yeah. So it learns from video.
Essentially, yes. The robot can generate its own movements, its own skills, just by watching videos of humans doing the task.
No complex programming lines. Just watch and learn.
Pretty much. I mean, obviously, there's complex AI behind it. But from the user's perspective, it bypasses that incredibly time-consuming, expert-level manual programming that's been a massive bottleneck for robotics forever.
So suddenly, you don't need a team of PhDs to teach the robot a new factory task.
Exactly. It lowers the barrier to entry significantly. Non-experts can potentially teach the robot acceleration deployment like never before.
Which brings us to maybe the most startling number we found, the price point. Around $21,800. That sounds incredibly low for this kind of tech.
It is aggressive, definitely. Yeah.
So what does that do to the total cost of ownership for, say, a small business? Is there a catch? Is it maybe not as powerful or fast as specialized industrial arms?
That's a fair question. Look, highly specialized industrial robots bolted to the floor, they might still win on raw speed for one specific task, but the Oli isn't trying to be that.
It's going for breadth, not just depth.
Precisely. It's about versatile utility across many tasks. And that low price, combined with the easy learning through VGM and the modular hardware, it's a potent mix. It's clearly aimed at broad market penetration, making this tech accessible beyond just the giant corporations. Think SMEs.
Small and medium enterprises getting advanced humanoid robots. Wow.
It's about democratizing automation, really.
And Limex seems to be playing a long game too, right? It's not just selling a robot, it's building an ecosystem. Talk about the OpenSDK.
Right, the software development kit. This is strategically very smart. They provide this comprehensive SDK, allowing basically anyone, external developers, researchers, to access the robot's controls, its sensors.
So other people can build applications for the Oli.
Exactly. It fosters a community. It encourages innovation that Limex themselves might not even think of. It helps future-proof the robot, letting it adapt to new uses without needing a whole new machine.
That implies the underlying tech must be pretty solid to support all that openness.
Oh, absolutely. You need robust foundations. Like, they mention a high-frequency control loop over 2,000 hertz. That means it's making adjustments thousands of times a second.
For stability and precision.
Yes, crucial for real-time stability, especially if it's interacting with unpredictable real-world environments.
So putting it all together, the Limex Oli feels like, well, a really significant entry. It's this blend of advanced tech, sure, but with a very sharp eye on what businesses actually need. Practical, adaptable, and crucially, affordable.
It seems poised to integrate maybe quite seamlessly into a lot of different industries. I see it as a really concrete step towards that bigger vision of general purpose embodied AI.
Robots that learn, adapt, operate across tons of tasks.
In the real world, yeah, that's the direction this points towards. It's a fundamental shift in how we might approach automation.
Which leads to the final thought for you listening.
Yeah.
How might this kind of strategic shift focusing on accessibility, adaptability, learning, change how you think about automation? About the future of work, or even, you know, the role AI could play in your own life down the road.